Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cool. Let's do this. I'm good. I'm Genki. I'm feeling. Okay. Here we go. Let's do this. We gotta do the thing. We gotta broadcast the committee. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin yet another thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Rock and roll, rock and roll. Let's go, let's go. I'm excited today. I'm energetic. I feel motivated. I feel genki desu, ne? Hai, so desu. Hello, my name is Tobe. And I can prove it in a court of law. I'm outside today on a lovely day. Oh, and look, behind this log, we got Caprinus. We got lots of fresh, popped up this morning, Caprinus inky caps. Big old cluster of them. Looking good. Looking good. I woke up to a beautiful day. Less than an hour ago. Or maybe it was about an hour ago. I woke up. It's relatively still. There's a cool breeze. It's partly cloudy. It's very sunny. The sun wants to hurt me and do bad things. But I'm avoiding it because I'm out in the forest. A forest that is all leafy and therefore has canopy blocking the sun. And so everything's great. It's going to get hot today, but right now it's about 16 degrees. And I can hear a bee, but I can't see him. Where is he? I'm in a patch of that stuff. And it smells really good and the bees love it. I hear two bees, but I cannot find them. Okay, keep walking. So you may be wondering where I'm at today. Well, I thought I might have to come out to Tranquility Park. So yeah, I'm out at the closed Tranquility Park. Snuck in the back way. And I'm just going to enjoy a leisurely stroll through the forest. We're going to look for some dudes. We're going to look for, I don't know, what the hell's out here? All kinds of stuff. There could be owls. There could be deers. There could be mottis. We know there's lots of buns, lots of hoppity hoppity bun buns. So let's get to looking. Dun dun dun, looking around. There's bees. I can hear them, but I can't see them. Oh, we love bees. Oh, which reminds me, I should probably tell you of all the great things that happened to me in the last 24 hours. Okay, let's start with the golf ball. If you were listening to yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, you are aware that I found the first custom golf ball, the first custom Callaway golf ball of the year. And it was a beautiful thing. It's got two color logos. There's a giant bee. Where'd he go? It doesn't have two color logos. It has logos that are printed in two colors, meaning there's some black logos and then there's like a gold version of the logo. The logo isn't two colors itself. So that's pretty nice. And one of the colors is gold. Metallic colors are special. Wow, it's warm in the sun here. It's gonna get hot fast. But you may also remember that this golf ball got marked up. Somebody thought, oh, my golf ball isn't unique enough, so I have to put three red dots on it in permanent ink with this magic marker. And so this beautiful ball is ruined because these three dots were placed right above the number. All golf balls are numbered. Usually they're numbered 1, 2, 3, and 4. But these custom golf balls, you can put any number on them you want. And this golf ball is special because it is now the highest numbered golf ball that I have. The number on it being 2025. Last year's year. The golf ball is ruined. Well, anyway, I took it home, got out some cotton swabs, dipped them in some rubbing alcohol, and I managed to get the majority of the ink off. You know, that's no problem. There's going to be all that surface ink. You just dissolve it, right? It comes right off. But then there's this leftover pink stain in the plastic. I thought, damn it, how am I going to get that out? I don't know. What else do I have in the way of solvents? So I got out the naphtha. Hi, squawk, squawk. I got out the naphtha and a swab, and I tried that out, and that really didn't do anything. And as I was doing it, I realized, Tobe, no, you fool. This isn't going to take surface ink off. The ink that's in there that's in the plastic now. That's stained. You're screwed, Boyle. And I thought, wait, surface stain? Huh, I wonder, where's the bleach? Where'd I put the bleach? Then I looked down on the floor and the bleach is right there. Because for whatever reason, the last time I used it, it was in the kitchen. I just still sit in there. So, yes, bleach right here. So I got a little bit of bleach out. And the swab, I tried swiping at it with bleach, and that did no good. No, the golf ball's ruined. I thought, no. This is not the way of it. This is not how you go about doing this. So I grabbed one of my washers, one of my pitching washers, which are also on the kitchen counter, and I set the ball in the hole in the washer. So the washer is acting as an impromptu golf ball stand, and it's working perfectly. And I positioned the stained pink divots so that they're TDC, top dead center. And I took a swab with a little bit of bleach on it, and I just barely dabbed some bleach into these divots, into the dimples of the golf ball that had the pink stain. And due to surface tension and excellent ball position on my part, Tobe takes all the credit for science. The little tiny little drops of bleach, they managed to stay in the dimples. And I thought, okay, we'll just leave it at that. And if that doesn't do anything, well, we're pretty much screwed. And I walked away and I did whatever. I don't remember when I did this. Who cares? Needless to say, when I came back up to the kitchen later in the day, the first thing I noticed on that golf ball was that all the pink was gone. Utter success. Brilliant golf ball doctoring on my part. The ball looks perfect. The pink stain is completely gone. All of the numbers are still good. Didn't affect anything else due to my accurate bleach placement. And so then I rinsed it off any residue. I'm in a kill zone. I washed it off, removed any bleachy residue, and I thought, should I dip it in vinegar? No, that's completely unnecessary. Somebody got deaded here. And what is that off the path here? What am I seeing over there? Yeah, there's black feathers everywhere. A grackle got taken down by a hawk or potentially an owl. There's feathers laying around. I need to get under these trees so I can come over here and see what this piece of kit is. Oh, it is something. This is some kind of bike light. I do find things like this every once in a while. There's a switch on it. If I press the switch, does it light up? No. But I bet that if I put a battery in this at home, it'll continue to work. I have so many bike lights. This is another good one. I'm gonna pocket this because I'm finding that these are really convenient during my shows. You know, you gotta bust out the light stick or whatever, right? Traditionally, light sticks, glow sticks, right? Anything that looks like a miniature lightsaber. You gotta take that to your electronic music concert. Well, being the iconoclast that I am, I of course have these little free bike lights that I have found that are extremely bright LED red, usually eye-burning lights. And I use these in my shows because, well, they're cheap. They're free. I don't feel bad if they get lost or broken or stolen or whatever. All right, so I should probably take this time to tell you that I'm walking up the hill. It's very nice. Lots of trees. I'm in kind of a coniferous area, so it's starting to smell like terpenes. Delicious, delicious terpenes. So, after the success with the golf ball de-staining project, I thought, well, probably should go look for some more golf balls. Just in case, because, you know, it's 6 p.m. local time. You know, it's 18 o'clock. It is 18. That's French for hours. So I'm thinking, oh, it's a nice night. It's cool. And it was a nice day. People were golfing all day. It's 6 o'clock. I don't have to be anywhere for another 6 hours. Oh, we got Blue Jays up there. We got Cardinals down here. We got Redbirds and Bluebirds. I'm going to take this weird path. So at 6 o'clock, I went down to the creek. Oh, well, I actually went to Heron Haven first. Heron Haven, I checked that golf course. I found like 3 or 4 white balls, and I just left them there. Left them in the spot where the other golf ball hunter can find them. And so I went to the creek. I had the reacher grabber with me. And and so I'm going down in the creek in the usual spot where we always go down, right? The traditional tobe entrance to the creek. And I'm sort of working my way down the hill, and I'm sort of looking towards the creek when I realize there is a long, brown, furry, what the hell is that thing? Kind of looks like a log laying on the side of the creek. That's no log. How do I know it wasn't a log? Because it hopped up. It sort of jumped up, and it ran about 3 or 4 meters to the left. What direction would that be? Upstream. He ran upstream and was hiding in a little thicket of bushes. And I said, I see you, Mati. He was trying to hide. And I said, no, that's not hiding. I can still very clearly see you. And I went down the hill a little bit more. And so he thought that was a little bit too threatening. And he took off. Whoosha, 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 whoosha. And he went running upstream. Oh, here's some interesting fungus. Wow, it's been destroyed though. There's a big old puffball that has puffed out on the side. And when I say big, I mean pretty damn big. That's 6 centimeters in diameter. The side is blown out. Wow. Now we found a thing. Very cool. So I was down in the creek looking for golf balls. I found one. It was just a pink, but it was sort of a cristal pink. Here's another one of those mushrooms. It was kind of Oh, it was a pinnacle. It was a pinnacle boob ball, a pinnacle ribbon number 4. And yeah, it had the pink ribbon on it and everything. And glue. And the only reason I picked it up is because, well, I thought it was a Cristal. And I love those. All right, I should not keep going this way in this path. I'm at the top of the hill. I'm in the sun. This ain't smart. So I'm just going to turn around. So there were some other white golf balls down there that I left. And as I was picking up the pink golf ball, there were some blue jays screaming. There was like 3 or 4 blue jays freaking out. And I thought, wait, if blue jays are freaking out... So I looked up, and I'm looking in this area where the blue jays are, and the blue jays are flying around, but I can't see anything else until there was a squawk, a very squawky squawk sound, and an owl jumps off the limb, flies over into another tree, chased by, that's right, those blue jays who's squawking it up. So, I saw a marmot and an owl in the same 5-minute period, win. And I got that golf ball. And then I said, oh, wait, but there's that orange golf ball down at the other end of the creek. Wait, how do I get to that path up there? Right, let's just go around. Let's go down to the other end of the creek and I can get that ball that came in. If you listened to yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, towards the end, I'm standing down there at the end of the creek, and a ball comes in, and you can hear it. You can hear it in the background. Ball in. So I went to the other end of the creek, and found a whole bunch more balls, white balls. And then I found, oh, I saw it from a mile away. It was a beautiful, beautiful green mojo. You know, those mojos, they have real nice color depth, and they're glossy, and I was so happy. And I was like, yeah, all right, a mojo green. No, no, no. That's right. It had been hit by the lawnmower twice. I was pissed off. I was very angry. I was angry at the lawnmower gods. So, yeah, that got left behind. That got left behind. Oh, but I did see wood ducks. There were wood ducks down in the creek. Yay! I love wood ducks. And then what happened? Well, then I went home. Oh, and I washed that pink and the orange golf ball. Oh, there's some deer tracks. We got deer tracks in the path here. We got significant deer tracks in the path. The deer has been walking along the path. But it's dry. This was a few days ago. This was 4 or 5 days ago. So anyway, I saw a bunch of great stuff last night. And seems like there was one more thing I was supposed to tell you. But I can't think of it now. Unless it was about the dream. I had a dream that was kind of odd this morning. It was kind of a long dream, but I don't really remember. Yes, I'm still following deer tracks. I don't really remember most of it, other than the part where I was talking to somebody. I was outside and I was talking to somebody, and I think I was talking to the girl that works at the Greek restaurant. There's this waitress, and she's relatively new. She works at the Greek restaurant that I love, that's by my house. You know, the one that I'm talking about all the time, the one that I'm eating at all the time, the place that has the great hamburgers and the great souvlaki and great salads. Love the salads. But anyway, there's this girl that works there. And she's fascinating. I find her fascinating. I cannot stop staring at her if she's walking by. I cannot stop thinking about her. I love her voice. And even though I've never had her as a waitress, whenever I'm in there, I always get seated in somebody else's section. But every time... Wait, Big B, where is he? Oh, he flew over. There he is. Ooh, he is a daddy-o. He's a thug. Thug B. Oh, he's getting away, though. Damn it. I do have my camera with me. And it's been a long time since I've photographed a bumblebee in flight, so I'm thinking maybe that needs to be a short-term dubious goal for me. Anyway, this girl. Now, you're waiting for me to say that she's beautiful or something, right? And, yeah, she... I don't know how to explain this girl. She looks... My fascination with this girl is that, yes, she is lovely. But she's got this classical look. And it's that sort of, I want to say, Silesian profile. She's got that look that is, you know, Eastern European, but low, you know what I mean? And she's, you know, blonde and kind of pale, and she's rather tall. And I love her voice. Her voice, I don't want to say she has a low voice, but it's just... And I kind of wanted to say coloratura, but... She just has this voice, and it fascinates me, and it reminds me of somebody famous, some actress. Is it Lauren Bacall? No. Is it, what's that red-haired actress that was in everything? She was so great, and I can't think of her name, but not that raspy. It's not a raspy voice. It's just sort of, I don't know, half a register lower than the regular sort of female. I just love listening to her talk. Anyway. I've never had her as a waitress. And hell, I've been there 3 times in the last month. Always get seated in somebody else's section. I've been going there a lot with my parents lately. Like I said, about 3 times in the last 30 days. And every time I'm there, she makes sure to come over to the table a few times. You know, our waitress, you know, the waitress always comes back to check on us. So, do you need some more iced tea or, you know, right? This isn't our waitress, but this girl, she keeps coming over. She has to make sure everything's good. And I'm very happy that she keeps coming over to check out what's going on at my table. All right, hold on. I'm checking stuff on the ground. Are these mushrooms? Well, this isn't. Huh. Are we going to get some of those weird little truffles over in this area? That could happen. This is about the same, habitat. Anyway, yeah, I don't know this girl's name yet. she's attractive, and she's young, of course. Tobe, could you possibly be in love with someone older than 20? Anyway, in my dream, I think I was talking to her, and she says, oh yeah, you just got to go out there and turn, and I don't know if she said right or left, and just, it's down there, keep walking that way. I said, okay, great. And so I was walking, and that's the kind of thing I dream about, the same stuff I do during the day. I'm just walking around looking for stuff. I don't even know what I'm looking for, I just hope I find it. So in my dream, I'm walking, And I realize that I don't know where I am. And I think, am I lost? And I'm kind of like, I don't want to say I'm panicking, but I'm concerned. I'm like, no, I can't be lost. I'm going the way I was told to go. I'll know where I am soon. There's another bumbler down here. Hi, bumbler. He's not as big. But then I realized, I'm in San Diego. And there's that shock of, wait, what the hell? I went the wrong way. Oh, I was supposed to go the other way. And now I'm in San Diego. Wait, what's this? We got two bumblers up here too. Oh, two bumblebees, they're facing off. What are they doing? They're right above me now. They're big. They're an inch long. There's two of them, an inch. That's 2.56 centimeters. Well, they're not that big. They're 2 centimeters. One went that way. The other one's still hovering above my head. Zzz. Neither bee is showing any interest in me. Pay attention to me. I'm the chairman of this committee. Damn bees aren't on the wrong committee. Anyway. So I found myself in San Diego. And this is when I woke up. I woke up in a slight state of panic, thinking that I was in San Diego. How the hell am I going to get back to... I'm 2,000 miles away from my house. Did I walk here? And you may be wondering, why San Diego? Well, whoa, that was a loud big bee that just buzzed back behind my head. I don't really have any connection to San Diego, other than I have been there before. My cousins lived there for a few years, and that's why I had to go there and visit my cousins. But other than that, I don't know. Look at this guy. Are you trying to buzz the microphone? Yeah, so I woke up only to discover that I was not, in fact, in San Diego. Okay, that's fine. I like my town too. Great food in my town, Omaha, Nebraska. If you ever come to Omaha, Nebraska, let me know. We can go eat lunch. Because I love eating lunch. And we have good restaurants, good Greek restaurants, with beautiful Silesian girls. Whoa, that guy just buzzed my head. I think I'm attracting bees, which would make me very happy, because I love the bee people. Bzz, bzz, bzz. Yeah, so anyway. So what else was happening? Last night, late at night. This is about 1 a.m. I think it was 1:08. I took my pill, my don't break your brain pill. Don't have blood clot explosions in your brain pill. That's a good pill to take. So I took it, got some graham crackers, some tea. Ooh, something big flew over, big shadow. Can't find it. And I watched some racing highlights, watched my motorcycle racing. And my guy is back. He's not injured anymore. Camo Tile, Eli Tomac. If you spell Camo Tile backwards, this is my favorite motorcycle guy. Broom, broom, he's back from injury. He came in third place. Yay! Yay, Eli! So that's good. And then I was... Is that when I started watching the water polo? That's when the cat came down. I had to start doing cat stuff. Oh, I was listening to music. I put on a bunch of Led Zeppelin. I listened to Fool in the Rain and Misty Mountain Hop. I love Misty Mountain Hop. That's a corny song. It's crazy. So I'm packing my bags for the misty mountain.